energy, data, and taxes, a new economic model for all sovereign economies. Commentary. In an era dominated by the triumphant resurgence of America First policies, all nations should follow in the wake of the USA and ask themselves, what are we doing to emulate this model, which, despite its detractors, has proven both effective and popular? In response, we propose a modern growth framework tailored to the era of artificial intelligence, the energy data taxes model. The EDT model is rooted in three pillars: access to affordable nearby local energy, robust digital infrastructure to support private and public sectors, and favorable taxation policies for energy production and data centers. This framework offers a roadmap for all nations to achieve economic sovereignty and capitalize on the AI revolution. Local energy sources, an immediate priority. While nuclear energy remains essential, it is not a quick fix for reindustrialization, as new nuclear projects typically take 15 to 20 years to complete. European nations, including France, Poland, and Germany, must instead leverage untapped shale gas reserves to complement liquefied natural gas imports from the United States. Proven reserves of shale and coal bed methane in northern and eastern France, as well as in Poland and the UK, present a significant opportunity. Meanwhile, southern Europe must optimize its abundant solar energy resources. This energy transition cannot afford to wait two decades, especially as the energy demands of AI infrastructure are both immediate and substantial. Digital infrastructure for the AI revolution. The second pillar of EDT calls for the establishment of data centers, AI research facilities, and engineering schools. These initiatives should be pursued through public-private partnerships and in collaboration with the United States, leader of the free world, to prepare for the advent of artificial general intelligence and superintelligence in the coming years. Regulatory reforms are crucial to fast-track land acquisitions, permits, and construction authorizations, while supporting industries such as construction, steel production, industrial cooling, and electronic optimization. Taxation, the key to attracting investment. None of this will be feasible without an adequate fiscal policy. In EDT-designated zones, we propose eliminating all taxes on energy production and digital infrastructure, a critical move in European countries, where often production taxes heavily burden data centers and energy projects. For nations with high tax regimes, such as those inherited from European welfare states, creating tax-free zones will be essential to attract investment. Sophia Antipolis, France's leading technology park, is the rare technology zone achievement in Europe. Over the past decade, it has created 13,000 jobs and generated 6 billion euros in annual revenue through R&D initiatives. However, the absence of affordable energy has hindered its potential to host a large-scale, internationally competitive data center. Addressing this gap could unlock exponential growth, a blueprint for growth and sovereignty. Each nation would benefit from establishing EDT zones with favorable taxation policies, powered by low-cost energy to fuel data centers and other critical industries, such as defense. The EDT model requires further refinement with input from economists, entrepreneurs, and public policy experts. Nonetheless, it offers a promising path forward, generating growth in stagnating economies, preserving independence and sovereignty through sustainable local energy production, and meeting the immediate demands of the AI revolution. It should be the cornerstone of the Western Alliance, a grand technological and economic bloc.